Hey, Change Nation, and welcome to the Voices of Social Change podcast. I'm your host, Josh, and I podcast this proudly, as always, from the Kansas City Startup Village. Coming at you today with a new intro. You'll notice I'm not going to bring the music back up today because I have a really exciting announcement to make, and I want to take just a few seconds with you. The first thing to know is that one thing we're doing here over the next few weeks is I'm going to play some of my best of episodes. The podcast is right at about a year old, so in celebration of our year anniversary, I want to go back to some of our earliest episodes. We had some of our best interviews back in those days, and we've had a lot of new listeners since then, so I wanted to replay a few of those interviews and share those stories with you because we have some really insightful guests, and if you haven't heard those, I want to make sure that you do. So that's the first bit, but the second reason that we're doing this is I have a really exciting announcement for you, and I don't want to reveal too much other than to tell you that the Voices of Social Change podcast, we're in kind of an adventure right now this summer in the process of reformatting it. It's not going anywhere. It's going to continue to be the podcast for aspiring social entrepreneurs around the world. We're going to continue to talk to rock star social entrepreneurs who have some of the best tools and best resources for us as we start to launch companies, businesses, ventures that make a dollar and a difference. So none of that will change, but the way that we do that is going to be different. We're going to take more of a storytelling approach and really get in depth with one social venture and learn about all the bits and pieces and the nuts and bolts that really made them what they are and help them become established social entrepreneurs. So that's some exciting stuff. Be on the lookout for that relaunching in the fall. In the meantime, though, like I said, we're not going anywhere. We're going to play some of our best of episodes over the next few weeks as my team and I get that podcast put together. My goal is to have an entire quarter, so 3 months worth of episodes for you ready to go before we even launch that thing, because I want to make sure that I can really piece together a great story for you that connects from beginning to middle to end. So we're all excited about that over here at Social Change Nation, but I wanted to let you know that. You'll hear me, if you're a regular listener, you're going to hear the same intro here for a couple weeks just to make sure everyone gets to know that as they're coming in, and we have new listeners coming in all the time. So I do try to make sure I keep everyone posted on what's going on, but that's what's happening. So for now, though, sit back, relax, and take a listen to one of these interviews from our early days in the best of Voices of Social Change. You won't regret it.
Well, hey again, Change Nation. And welcome to the Social Biz Showcase, podcasted proudly from the Kansas City Startup Village. I'm your host, Josh Shookman, and today we have another interview coming at you as part of our Halcyon Incubator series. If this is the first time you're tuning in to one of these interviews in this series, the Halcyon Incubator is essentially an accelerator for social entrepreneurs. It links up a network of them and gets them the resources and the skills that they're needing as they launch their ventures. And so today I have with us as a guest, Ari Raz, who is founder and CEO of Pure Joy Foods, and he's also lining up with this class of fellows in the Halcyon Incubator. So I wanted to bring Ari on because I think he has a really amazing story, number one, with his organization, his social venture, and what they're trying to do. And number two, he can talk with us a little bit more about how he sees Halcyon fitting into his work. So just a little quick bit about Pure Joy. Ari moved to Washington, D.C. in late February to found this company. He grew up in a family that loved both cooking and nutrition, and his dream is to turn Pure Joy into a company that can deliver high-quality, nutritious food to as many young children as possible, whether or not their families can afford it. Pure Joy is based on the concept that high-quality, nutritious baby food should be a right, not a privilege. Pure Joy plans to produce and deliver organic, premium baby food to families, regardless of economic status. And so, Ari, I've given my listeners just a quick little bit about you and Pure Joy Foods, but I want to go ahead and turn it over to you now and have you share with us about yourself personally, because we do want to get to know you, and then also unpack Pure Joy Foods a little bit more than I just did for us. Yeah. Well, that's a really fascinating concept. I did not personally know about, you know, the way that we train our taste buds. And I also had, you know, I read a fair bit in terms of what you're up to with Pure Joy Foods, but I had not thought about it from the standpoint of if we can get kids used to these kinds of if we can get kids liking these kinds of foods at an early age and they become a regular part of their diet, which has long-term impacts on their health. And I love that piece of your model and your philosophy and your story. And Ari, you did a really great job here in unpacking that story and honestly answered several of the questions I had in one big deal. So great. I really appreciate that and love the way, because that's better, because then the story just weaves together very naturally. And I really liked that, and I appreciated you sharing your heart and your reasoning behind starting Pure Joy Foods. So I think we've gotten a really good glimpse of your story and the story of your organization. So I want to now break it down and talk a little bit more, because a lot of my listeners are wanting to start social ventures as well. But a lot of the challenges they face are around the logistics in terms of, you know, they have this vision and this huge vision and something they want to see happen. But in terms of logistically turning that into an organization, that's where they're needing some resources. And so let's talk now about logistically, and I know Pure Joy Foods is fairly new, but let's talk about logistically what your vision looks like. So the first question I want to ask you, just to help kind of frame this, you know, Halcyon really focuses specifically on social ventures and social entrepreneurship. So in your mind, what distinguishes us as social ventures from a traditional venture? Yeah. Yeah. And I love this idea of that cause being baked into the central mission. I think that is really, from the folks I've talked to, that's really what distinguishes it. And by the way, you can see that pretty clearly and pretty quickly as you're looking at a site, at a business's website or any kind of information they send out. You'll know pretty quickly whether or not some kind of a cause is central to who they are and what they're up to. And by the way, you can also sniff out, there are a few folks now, few companies out there who are just using it as a branding tool without any real genuine tie back. And you can see that pretty quickly too, even just by looking at their mission and their story. You'll kind of find out where their heart's at pretty quickly. But I think that's really the key point is it something that is baked in to their mission and to their cause? And that's an important distinguishing characteristic. And you can spot it through their story. But it also means that we as social entrepreneurs, as social ventures, I think have a unique set of needs and considerations. And so let's talk about that a little bit. You are right. Most of the social ventures I talk to have either a for-profit structure or some of them have kind of a hybrid approach. But for the most part, it is that for-profit structure. So can you talk to us, Ari, about how you came to that decision in terms of the structure you're choosing for Pure Joy Foods and how you foresee that working for you? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And talk to us specifically about your business model with Pure Joy Foods. I know from what I was able to read, you have kind of a subscription-based model as part of your model. So if you could unpack that a little bit, and then also unpack, you mentioned at several points in your website, and you mentioned this at the beginning of the call, you know, delivering to any family regardless of income. So can you talk to us about how that model fits together and how it's sustainable? Yeah. Yeah, and I love the educational component that you're mentioning there. And like I said, I love this idea that you are really focusing on getting children plugged in at the earliest possible age to solid nutrition. And on a side note, I lived in Peru for a while and worked with quinoa producers out there. So really appreciate what you're doing to spread the word about that. It is one of my favorite things to eat now, thanks to them. So thanks for for spreading that message. But yeah, terrific food product. I love quinoa and very, very, obviously very nutritional. A lot of nutritional value there. So yeah, terrific. I'm glad that's mixing in. Now, just for the folks who are listening, I ran to your website and saw kind of what your product looks like, and you've kind of talked about it a little bit, but let's talk about it just a little bit more. So now these are purees that are designed to be primarily for younger children. I know you said you were giving them out to children of all different ages. Is there a target age that you have? Sure. Welcome to the club. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And how do you see working with the Halcyon incubator? How do you see that supporting you as you grow? Sure. Yeah. No, absolutely. And I appreciate you sharing that. And for Change Nation, for you folks listening in, I want you to really hear what Ari is saying, because entrepreneurship is difficult enough. Social entrepreneurship, even more so. And it's especially difficult if you don't find a way to link yourself into networks, to find mentors who can help you with the things that you are struggling with, to help you in areas that you don't have the ability as a startup to ramp up right away, but someone out there has the knowledge and the skills to help you along that path. And the good news is for us in social entrepreneurship and social venturing, there are these kinds of formal networks cropping up in really every city around the country. And so that's a really exciting time, but I say that just to let everyone know to be on the lookout for those kinds of things. Even here in Kansas City, we have quite a few different incubators popping up that are specializing in social entrepreneurship, or at least have a segment of what they're doing that specializes in it. And even apart from any kind of formal incubator, linking yourself up with people who can support you, who can mentor you, is hugely important. And in fact, I would argue that your organization really won't succeed unless you find ways to link arms with people who can help you in some of these areas. So I think Ari is just really highlighting the importance of that. And I want you all to hear that as you're looking at starting organizations and movements in your own community. So yeah, really, really appreciate that that insight on that. So talk to us then, specifically, Ari, what do you see as the unique advantages of running a for-profit business in the social sector with a social mission? What are the unique advantages you'll have? Yeah. What about unique disadvantages of running a social business in a for-profit space? Yeah. Absolutely. And I think you're hitting on a very key point that this is, at least in the way it's currently being defined and enacted, we're part of a very new movement. And as a result, a lot of the processes that we go through, the structures we might have not been very clearly defined. And I think we're moving in the right direction on that. But I think you're absolutely right. There are some new structures and components that need to be in place to really, really launch social venturing. And so, yeah, huge, huge key point there. Well, Ari, I really appreciate that. That kind of closes out our first section. You've shared just a great story with us. I love your heart and your passion and your mission for this. And I love how this is something that clearly ties to something you love. You mentioned your love of food and nutrition that has been part of your whole life. And I always mention to my audience that that is so critical. It's not to say it has to be something that has been part of your life in this exact sense. I mean, I know for me, I look back on what I'm doing and what I'm trying to build with Social Change Nation in this community. And even though, you look back 10 years ago, I didn't know then exactly how this would all tie together. I see now that this is something that is so central to who I am and has been for a very long time. And you have to find that passion and that thing that lights your fire to really, really get behind it. And that's a key component, I think, with social venturing. And in traditional entrepreneurship, you can get away with something that you see more of a mechanical or economic reason for. And certainly nothing wrong with that. But in the social space, you have to have that passion and that story and that heart behind it. And I think you've just demonstrated that very clearly and also given us a lot of great practical insights. So just really appreciate that. I want to move to just the last part here. This is my favorite part. I call it the Blitz because it gives me the chance to just throw a lot of quick one-off questions at you so you can share just a lot of bits of advice and resources for my audience. So you ready to rock and roll on this? All right, here we go. So, what is the best book you've ever read? Pendulum. Okay. Okay, sure. Fed up with lunch. Yeah. Oh man, yeah. I love that. In Change Nation, you can't see what he's showing me right now, but Ari's holding up the camera a picture of some of the worst school lunches I think I've ever seen. Yeah, love that. Well, in Change Nation, as you know, I will put links to all the books that Ari is talking about here in our show notes. So you can link up with those if you happen to be listening while you're driving or anything like that. That'll be right there for you. But Ari, really appreciate you sharing those. And I know that food and nutrition issues are a big area of interest for my audience. So I know they'll be really interested in linking up with those books. So really, really appreciate you sharing that. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received? Yeah. Oh no, that's fine. I love that. I love that insight. What's the favorite tool you're using right now to grow Pure Joy Food? Okay. Yeah, no, I love that. And I think that's a perfect answer. And especially for the folks listening in, we don't think in social venturing, especially we don't tend to necessarily think of this idea of sampling in the traditional business sense. But it's critically important because we're really in the business of building movements and building followings around what we're doing because we have such powerful stories and powerful missions and reasons for doing what we're doing. And so this idea of really getting yourself out there and sampling, and I love that story about how you were walking around and just letting children of any age try what you were up to. I think that's so important. And a lot of times, you know, we have this mission, but we also need to remember that we need to spend time going out and linking up with people to build a movement around our cause. And that sounds like that's exactly what you're doing, and it's worked well for you. So I think that's a huge message for my audience. So thanks for sharing. So what is a social venture apart from Pure Joy Food that you think we ought to check out? Sure. Yeah. Not that you have to tell us about your competitors. Something in a completely different space, a social venture that you just love, that you're excited about, that we should also take a look at. Sure. And if we can't find it here, I can link up with it and pop it in the notes too. Sure. Oh, wow. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, I'll definitely have to look at both of those and see if I can get them. Okay. Well, Change Nation, I'll see if I can get all those folks on the microphone and have them share their story here. But sounds like a plan. Well, all right. Well, okay. So last question before we say goodbye. What's the first thing everyone can do right now to start changing the world? Yeah. Well, I love this question, and I love that answer. And the thing I love most about this question as I ask it across the world is it never fails. you know, the minute someone kind of prefaces it with, "And this is going to sound corny," the more they say that, the more powerful the statement actually is, and the more important the statement actually is, because oftentimes the corniest, simplest statements are the ones that hold the most, corniest in quotes, by the way, are the ones that hold the most weight. And having that belief in what you're doing and your mission and the importance of it is really what will see you through all the setbacks, all the obstacles, and the inevitable twists and turns that come along the way. And I think that it's also that central belief that even if, you know, I don't know that Social Change Nation will turn out exactly like I envision it now. And I'm sure, Ari, you'd probably say you don't know that Pure Joy Food will turn out exactly as you envision it now. But you and I have a central belief that's threading everything together. And it's that belief that really keeps these things going. And I think that's so central to social venturing, is a belief, a central belief in what you're doing and why you're doing it. And if you have that, then the pieces that make it happen might change. But ultimately, you're always pointed towards your true north, so to speak. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So love that answer. Well, Ari, I just want to give you, if there are any last thoughts before I say goodbye, any last thoughts you have, any last words? And then just last thing, let folks know how to connect with you and the work you're doing. Terrific. Well, Ari, on behalf of Social Change Nation, I just want to thank you for your generosity with your time and your insight and really your heart for this. I think you have a very powerful mission and cause, and we just wish you the best. And again, appreciate the practical insight you've shared with all of us today. Change Nation really salutes you and your work. And ladies and gents who are listening, keep it real.